And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, the state baseball tournament concludes today with the championships in Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. Taking a look back at Friday's action in the Class 3A semifinals, it was Assumption over Waverly Shell Rock 8-5, and Dallas Center Grimes beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-1. In the 4A semifinals Friday, Iowa City West was a 7-6 winner over Johnston, and Southeast Polk beat Dubuque Hempstead 5-2. As we mentioned, the tournament action gets underway today in Class 1A at noon. It'll be Newman Catholic taking on Twin Cedars. In Class 2A at 2 o'clock, a 31-5 North Polk team takes on Beckman Catholic, who's 29-13 on the baseball season. The 3A championships get underway this evening at 6 o'clock with Assumption taking on Dallas Center Grimes. And then the nightcap is Iowa City West versus Southeast Polk. Kyle Larson set a track record of just over 183.4 miles per hour to win his first career Sprint Cup pole Friday at the Pocono Raceway. Denny Hamlin had set the record of just over 181.4 miles per hour in June. Joey Logano joins Larson on the front row. Brad Keselowski, Kurt Busch, and Jeff Gordon completed the top five. Gordon that has allowed his fifth Brickyard 400 win with another strong qualifying run. Now, Keselowski is pulling double duty this weekend and will also drive in the Nationwide Series at the Iowa Speedway. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Jamie McMurray, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Danica Patrick completed the top 10. Chase Elliott is in the midst of one of the best rookie seasons in the NASCAR series history. The race today at the Iowa Speedway in Newton could go a long way in determining whether Elliott ends such a promising year with a title. Although Elliott has 3 wins in 19 races this season, his points lead has been reduced to just 4 heading into this weekend in Iowa. Elliott has finished outside the top 5 in 4 of his last 5 races. This week he learned that his crew chief, Greg Ives, is leaving to fill the same position on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s Sprint Cup team in 2015. Elliott says he isn't worried about the impending departure of Ives. Will be a distraction to the number 9 team, which remains on track to make Elliott the first rookie to win a NASCAR series title. In baseball news, a couple of weeks ago, the Milwaukee Brewers were hobbling into the All-Star break, watching a 6-game lead disappear as the St. Louis Cardinals closed the gap. Well, now the Brewers appear headed to be in the right direction. Willie Peralta won his 13th game to tie for a National League lead, and Aramis Ramirez hit his 13th homer as the Brewers beat 13-game winner Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals 7-4 last night. The victory gives the Brewers a 3 games ahead of the Cards lead in the NL Central. Jonathan LaCroix's bases-clearing double chased Wainwright in a 4-run sixth inning that put Milwaukee up by 6. Matt Carpenter had 2 hits and 3 RBIs, and Matt Holliday homered for St. Louis, which has lost 3 of 4. Peralta, Wainwright, and the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw all have 13 victories. Last year, the 25-year-old Peralta was 11-15 with a 4.37 ERA in his first full season in the majors. Elsewhere in baseball, Ryan Vogelsong hurled a 2-hitter for his 2nd career complete game. Hunter Pence drove in 3 runs, and the San Francisco Giants beat the New York Mets 5-1 for their 2nd straight win after a 6-game skid. The Kansas City Royals blanked AL West leader Oakland 1-0. Pittsburgh scored 3 in the 8th and 5 more in the 9th to beat Arizona 9-4. Chicago Cubs routed LA starter Dan Heron for 7 runs in 4 1/3 innings and routing the Dodgers 8-2. Philadelphia has won the first 2 games of its set in Washington, beating the Nationals 2-1. The Nats have lost 4 of 5, but still lead the NL East. Washington maintained its game-and-a-half lead because San Diego was routing Atlanta 10-1. Wei-Yin Chen won his 5th straight start and had a season-high 8 strikeouts to lead the Orioles to a 2-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners. Baltimore has won 9 of its past 11 games and remained atop the AL League East. Mike Trout and Josh Hamilton homer to help the LA Angels beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3. Gregorio Pettit's first career home run put Houston on top in the 8th inning, and the Astros held on for a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. That ended Toronto's 6-game winning streak. The Chicago White Sox outlasted Minnesota 10-8. Anthony Rinaldo pitched 6 solid innings in his major league debut, and Dustin Pedroia drove in 2 runs as the Bo Sox snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 4-3 victory over the Yankees. Matt Latos pitched 7 strong innings. Ryan Ludwig drove in 2 runs, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Miami Marlins 5-2. Justin Verlander equaled his longest outing of the season, pitching 8 solid innings to lift the Detroit Tigers to a 4-2 victory over the Colorado Rockies. and Cleveland rapped out 16 hits in a 12-2 laugher over the last place Texas Rangers. Two pitching aces who changed teams ahead of Thursday's trade deadline say they're ready to try and pitch their new teams into the World Series. John Lackey won't be facing his own old team in his first start with the St. Louis Cardinals. Instead, Lackey will pitch Sunday in the series finale against the Brewers, with Lance Lynn pushed back to start Tuesday night in the opener of an interleague series against the Bo Sox. The Cardinals' other trade deadline pickup, Justin Masterson, will make his first start tonight. In Oakland, meanwhile, newly acquired John Lester walked through the Oakland clubhouse doors to quite a greeting from the sappy, patriotic marching tune on the sound system to the handshakes and hellos from every corner. The All-Star left-hander will make his first A's start this afternoon at the Coliseum against Kansas City. The Philadelphia Phillies have placed pitcher Cliff Lee on the 15-day disabled list with an elbow strain. The left-hander left in the third inning of Thursday night's win over Washington after suffering the injury. It's an apparent recurrence of the injury that put him on the DL in May. He's scheduled for an MRI and additional tests when the team returns to Philadelphia early next week. The 35-year-old Lee missed 2 months because of a strained left elbow and was making his third start since coming off the disabled list. He's 4-5 with a 3.65 ERA. In other baseball DL moves, the San Francisco Giants right-hander Matt Cain needs surgery to remove bone chips from his elbow, an operation that will likely end his season. Cain has not pitched since July the 9th and is 2-7 with a 4.18 ERA. Miami All-Star pitcher Henderson Alvarez has been placed on the 15-day disabled list because of inflammation in his right shoulder. The move was retroactive to Wednesday. Alvarez is 8-5 with 3 shutouts and a 2.48 ERA. And Tyler Skaggs is now on the Angels' 15-day disabled list with a strained forearm. The left-hander was injured in Thursday's extra innings over Baltimore. Skaggs had not allowed a hit when he left with 2 outs in the 5th inning. As a check of sports here on KJAN, this report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.